The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Phil Robertson, I know everybody's probably tired of hearing about it, but I almost want to tell you, I told you so, that A&E brought him in with open arms. They probably offered him a steak dinner and a lobster dinner. I don't know. Keep it rolling there, guys. All right, here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Hi, Steph.
Hello, Mr. Bradley Dean.
Welcome to the show, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check out the brand new website, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. Yesterday on the radio, we were actually talking about the DARE program. We got a phone call from Tom in Maryland who had actually brought up the topic of DARE. And actually what you find out for all you DARE supporters out there, somebody actually went and got the video that I created on My War, which is available on sonsoflibertyradio.com, and posted it. So it's on Sons of Liberty Radio right now. What they found, friends, in Illinois is that eighth graders that went through the DARE program actually tripled in drug use. And you know what? We'll talk a little bit about that today. And again, Tom is a former cop out of Maryland. Hey, Tom, if you're listening up, give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. That phone lines are accessible to all, by the way. 1-866-233-0747. But back to Facebook. We'll talk about DARE in just a couple minutes. Someone posted the video. Great stuff. It's posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook right now. You can also go to both of my websites, which are Bradley Dean, which is a fan page, and I got 6,500 friends last week.
You are a popular man.
No, that's really cool. People are responding to the ads that we have going out there, and
definitely,
it's good because there's a reason that we have the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks on Saturday from
woo-hoo
2 to 4 Central Standard Time.
Love it.
And yeah, we do. And I, matter of fact, I called the owner just the other day, and I said, how accurate are those numbers that you have that you're tracking on those that are listening to the radio show? And he said, they're very accurate. And I said, right now, friends, as a matter of fact, I'm just checking it out. I just pulled up the page. We're smoking.
Smoking.
Look at this. I am humble, friends. Alex Jones has got a sliver. Boy, oh boy, where is our friend?
Jason Lewis?
Yes, the intellectual guy.
Hey,
listen, I want to say this about Jason Lewis. The man is such an intellectual dude, and I really appreciate a lot of stuff that he has to say. But when he talks, I have to get my Webster's 1828 out and say,
follow.
Jason, can you say this so I can understand it? Magnanimity, castigate, so on and so forth. It's wow!
I guess you go to school for a really, really, really long time.
Does that mean they're better than us?
Big words.
Or has God chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise?
As long as we have our Webster's 1828, we'll be just fine.
Well, you know, I think we got such ratings right now is because you sing all the time.
Oh, wow.
I really do. But, friends, let's
get
back to this. I got a fan page and I got a personal page. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean won on my Twitter account. And I got to say, we're actually streaming live, too, for those that are sons and daughters of liberty. And when I look at the screen, I look like I'm 18 years old. I mean, I don't mean to be patting myself on the back, but I look like some young guy. And no, I'm not from Bangkok. I'm from America. Oh, I love America.
You don't even use wrinkled cream.
I don't.
Oh,
and, honey, I'm literally looking at myself right now just saying, I don't look like I'm 67 years old.
Really? 67?
I'm not 67.
Yeah, I would probably
57?
Make that clear. No, not even there.
All right, I got to keep. I'll let people, you know,
now,
choose for themselves.
Is
Bradley Dean young man or is he an old man? You know, people say that I look like I'm 33 years old.
That's true. You do look very young. Yes.
I'll take that as a compliment. Okay. Well, if you'd like to see me, you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Friends, I also want to give you a shout out concerning commentary. Because on our commentaries with WorldNet Daily, Western Journalism, Freedom Outpost, and 34 other outlets, it is very important, friends, that you go out and comment on these articles. And let me tell you why. Because it posts. And when you comment, you actually put us up on the front page of the Google search. And what they'll do is they'll click on to my post, and then they'll begin to read your commentary. And what you need to understand with the radicals are affected because they're busy doing what the people in America that call themselves the right should be doing. In a sad day in America, when the left knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth. And as I always say, friends, take this one to the bank. There would be no left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. So to the right people, to the good people in America, stand up and get involved in our commentaries and begin to post on our commentaries and let people see how you weigh in, because they will read your responses as to what you felt about the last article that we put out there. It is important, because that way, and only that way, are you combating those that are trying to destroy your constitutional republic. One nation under God.
I actually have some involved. Those comments I'm going to feature here in a moment.
Well, okay, follow me on my Twitter account. Let's get busy, friends. Twitter account, BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Again, phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, don't wait until the end of the hour. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Pretty Little Princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
True that.
You want them in Christ's head.
True that.
And your own.
Follow
your
me
own
as
in
I,
Christ.
Follow me as I follow Christ.
That's right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, of course, it's a sad day. Christmas is officially over. Boo-hoo. I know, the world's smallest violin. I know. Here's the deal. Bradley doesn't like Christmas Day exactly, because you cannot do anything. He's always doing. Got to do something. Go here, go there, back and forth. Christmas Day, everything is shut down, so you literally have to stay home.
Plus, my Christmas days were at home with my brother, if I was lucky, eating shredded wheat, mm-hmm. watching Little House on the Prairie.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Christmas is over, but you know what? This is the last day to get our Christmas package, because we had Christmas on Wednesday. But this week, we are featuring the Sons of Liberty package, which contains the Sons of Liberty t-shirt, and also the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD. Now, for those of you who have heard about the prayer, maybe you haven't, Bradley gave a prayer in front of the House of Representatives here in the state of Minnesota.
Soda.
Minnesota.
We
right
need
now.
More snow, to my
we
little kid said.
We do. We need more snow.
Yes.
But you're going to find out what really happened that day and what was behind everything. And basically, if you go to the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, you can find out, okay, lots of people that heard the prayer were saying, okay, what was the big deal after they watched it?
Yeah.
They were just waiting for the punchline. For the kicker, where all of a sudden something major happened.
What we need to do is post that trailer for the people to get a little taste, to see as to what took place that day. And that got national news instantaneously, friends, because people wanted to know what the big uproar was. Hey, listen, folks, I referred to my big brother, the captain of my salvation, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, and I ain't asking for permission.
Honored the veterans, so on and so forth. So if you'd like to get the Sons of Liberty package, please call 1-866-233-0747 or go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Now, when we come back, are you going to roll over into the next segment?
I will roll.
You got more?
I'm ready to roll.
Okay, did you want to bring up I can't say his last name, but Robert's letter?
Yes.
Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen. Have a good day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Well, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Go to Genesis Communication Network and track with us. Folks, you guys are knocking us over the top, and I just wanted to tell you thank you very much. I am sincerely humbled. Maybe I'm taking this too far. You know, but all throughout the trials and tribulations that we've been going through in the last 4 and 5 months, well, actually 14 years of doing high school assemblies across the
Christian walk
in 19 of the country and 19 years of ministry, I suppose it's kind of nice to see the payday, per se. You're reaping what you're sowing. Yeah.
Amen.
Hey, I got Chris from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie. How are you, sir?
Hello, I'm doing very well.
Are you doing good? I'm glad. What's the temp there in Florida? Floatida.
Down here, it's about 76.
Oh, you poor thing.
Okay. Chris, how do you do that? How do you celebrate Christmas in the warm climate? That just does not fly with me. What do you do? Are you just used to it because you grew up there, or did you not grow up there, Chris?
I grew up in Indiana, so, yeah, I'm still
that's
not
a change.
Used to it.
So is there a reason you moved to Florida from Indiana then, or is that a no-brainer?
Yeah, we actually went ice skating, so.
You went ice skating? Okay, well, that's good. At least it kind of helped that you were a little frigid during the Christmas season. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, I took my daughter, so she enjoyed it.
Cool.
Yeah, congratulations on your guys on the show doing so well.
Well, hey, you know what, Chris? We're not that foolish as to take anything into ourselves. This is the people responding to the truth. This is the people responding to the answers that are given. Rather than just inundating people and oppressing people with the problems, it's a different scenario when you begin to hear the answers. And I'll tell you what, the only one that can give you that answer, and folks, it's not a religious thing to say. You got to take a look at me. I'm not a religious guy. But it is the faith of the Son of God in me that overcomes this world. And I'm telling you what, it is a fight, honestly. And people need the answers, and that's what America is looking for. And by the way, leadership is found in those that follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. And I think that's what people are responding to right now is, wait a second, this guy is saying things that need to be said, this guy is doing things that are needing to be done, and he's not just talking, he's actually doing, and he's in the center of it. And friends, you don't apply for a job like that. God ordains men. God makes men what they are. Man does not. And there is something, and I just told my wife this, as a matter of fact, last night, Chris. I told her, I said, listen, there's something in me that is not moving, and it's not me. And I always say this, and I say it again, and I'll say it again and again and again until the day I pass on over into the next life in Jesus' name, is listen, by the grace of God, I'm not moving. Because whatever God puts in you, no devil in hell will take it out of you. And that's what's at work here. And so, congratulations. Let praise be to the Son of God who deserves what has been stolen from him for generation after generation after generation in the United States of America. Let's give him his due. And that's really what I want people to see. And Chris, I do hear you, and I do appreciate you, though.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Bradley. Like I said before, Proverbs 27:5-6, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful.
That's right. How was Jesus the Christ betrayed? He was betrayed with a kiss. And there's a whole lot of people out there that like to spoil the soul through giving kisses. And I'll tell you what, the Bible also said in the book of Proverbs that a flattering tongue ruineth the souls. And a faithful witness delivers souls. And a faithful witness is always going to deliver the truth. And the truth of who? Me? No. My opinion? No. The truth of Christ. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. I appreciate you, Chris. Stay in touch with me, okay, my friend?
Thank you. Happy New Year, Chris.
Happy New Year's, guys.
Amen.
God bless.
Bye-bye. You too. Folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Back to my little, pretty little. I was going to call you a peach, but.
Peach. Sure, I like her. She's a peach.
Peach. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
hey, you
yes.
got that from It's a Wonderful Life.
That's right. It's a great show. It's got good meaning to it behind. Everyone might think, oh, I'm such a failure in life. Well, if you go back and see the choices that you made, the difference that you made in other people's lives, you might think, wow, I do have a wonderful life. Sometimes people think, oh, my life just, it's horrible.
It stinks.
Well, look at some of the people in other countries, what they have to endure, what they have to go through, those that have illnesses and so on and so forth, and then we can count our blessings and realize how blessed we are. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
In all that's within me, I bless your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Who forgiveth all of our iniquities.
And healeth all of our diseases.
I like that. Line upon line, precept upon precept. That's unity.
That's right.
All right,
unity.
Sister. Let's give it to them, sister.
All right, now, here, we got to do this. So we like to highlight, we always say in our intro, enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Well, we have one of those skeptic, lunatic, weirdos, assorted bad guy, atheists.
He's a bad guy.
One.
He's an atheist.
It's like
he
all
is a radical
one.
Homosexual sympathizer.
Oh, but this is pretty amazing here. And I want you to see what the Sons of Liberty endures on a daily basis for speaking the truth. We sincerely speak the truth from the Word of God, not our own opinions, what the Bible has to say on issues. And this is the kind of response that we get from those who are at war with God and who do not like the truth.
Okay, keep in mind. Scripture tells us in Psalm 109, David said, I was hated for my love. Jesus said in John 7:7 that the world cannot hate you, speaking to his brothers, but me it hateth because I testify against the world and its deeds that they are evil. John 15 says, Jesus said, this is my commandment that you love one another. He said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
That's right.
Why? Because he took the cloak of covering off of their sin. He exposed them for who they really were because he loved enough to bring them to what? Repentance before a just and a holy law. God.
Well, it's good that you brought that up because we're going to get to some of that hatred, hated for my name's sake, as Jesus spoke about with one of the comments on your WND article. But before we go there, I wanted you to listen to this. This is from our loving, tolerant brother, Robert. Bradley Dean, you are the lowest scum on earth, and not even a Christian. You are nothing but a hateful, fanatical, slimy, bigoted, self-righteous sack of dog waste.
Okay, just let's be careful of the words here, because
before, mm-hmm.
it's okay for the state-run media to say the F word and S word and the B word, but we better watch our P's and our Q's. And I'm not saying that to be facetious, but folks, it is really, it is such a contradiction, double standard all the way, friends. Some of the words that we have to be careful with are just incredible.
Yeah.
But the state-run media, they can do it all day long, and they get a pass for some reason.
I will use an alternate word if it's too vile.
Okay.
You could not tell the truth if your life depended on it. You are a criminal bigot who fosters mindless hatred of homosexuals. And you have absolutely no decency, honor, dignity, intelligence, honesty. Well, honesty. You're nothing but honest. Or stature as a human being. You use Christianity as an excuse to justify your vile bigotry and mindless fanaticism.
Stop for a second.
Yes.
This is good. How would I justify Christianity to, in a sense, justify my sinful life when Scripture tells me that my righteousness is but filthy rags? Mm-hmm. How do I take a step and put my foot on that in which does not exist?
Right.
In other words, this is an individual, again, that does not understand. And what he's used to is he's used to the professed Christians in America who say one thing and they do something different.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes on to say this. You use Christianity as an excuse to justify your vile bigotry and mindless fanaticism. Homosexuality is not, capital N-O-T, an abomination.
Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24, 1 Corinthians 1:9, 1 Timothy 1:9. We can go on and on and on and on. Jesus said that you are to leave your father and your mother and cleave yourself unto the wife. God created man and woman. Folks, common sense.
It is common sense. Yeah. The Bible's very clear, too. It's not
very
up to interpretation.
No.
You are an abomination, capital Y-O-U. You use that stupid old book of ancient superstition, the Bible. He's crossing lines there. When
God
he
is not
that.
Mocked for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap.
To justify your hatred and bigotry. Is it just me, or is all that I've heard come out from this guy so far hatred? I mean, is it just me? Am I the only one feeling that way, or do you kind of feel that way, too?
Well, the love of many will wax cold because of the workers of lawlessness, and what's happening is this radical is willing to open up his mouth to destroy. And again, as I said at the beginning of the show, if the righteous would stand up and open their mouth, what's destroying America is the silence of America, and we're getting to the point where I can't say that anymore because America is standing up and speaking out. But these people mean to turn judgment on its head only if you listen to their lies.
Well, I'm just telling you,
Isaiah 59.
As I'm reading this right now, I'm just not sensing a lot of love and tolerance.
You're not?
I'm not getting the warm and fuzzies. I'm getting a little, you know, like...
I think he needs a hug.
He needs a hug because he's saying that you are hateful and bigoted.
Honey,
he
needs someone to snuggle with him and make cookie dough.
Okay, I needed your second opinion on that because I want to make sure I was discerning this clearly because it's kind of hard to tell where he's coming from. But this is what he says. He said, we're only halfway through. You have absolutely no redeeming qualities as a human being. You are a liar and a hypocrite, not to mention a blithering idiot. You're not just
blithering,
blithering.
I like that.
That's
blithering.
That's like a little thought.
That's now a part of my, I'm going to categorize that in my conversation,
blithering.
In my vernacular.
Yes.
Blithering.
Oh, we're going to have to do part two.
Well, let's do part two because I like defining this and I like answering letters on air. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. For all of you bloggers out there right now, now is your opportunity to jump on the bandwagon with our loving, tolerant brother. Phone lines are open for you. All right? Yeah. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You can keep me on. I'm good. If I go over, I go over. Folks, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Again, friends, I just wanted to give you a shout-out that we are the top, easy, hands-down, listened radio show on GCN live stream. I mean, we are smoking, and I just want to tell you, in all sincerity, Steph, you know what? It'd be really nice for you to just kind of interject your thoughts in our conversation. Because is it not true that I am completely humbled that we have this many people listening?
Well, I think it is an honor. I think most people, I don't know, I guess I don't know how most people operate, but for us, if we see that people are listening and they're really engaging in what we're doing,
and I think that's
it's a confirmation to us that people want to hear the truth. They're sick and tired of the diplomatic answers. They're sick and tired of all the gloom and doom. They want hope. They want the truth. They want it in your face, and that's exactly what they're getting in the Sons of Liberty.
Well, listen, if you don't preach the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, which, by the way, is good news to them that are dead in their sin and alive in Christ, the worst death that there is the end of hope. And Arturus said that.
Where's the Webster's 1828?
Hey, I like it.
But
the fact of the matter is there's no worse death than the end of hope. And I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of programs out there that are offering nothing but hopelessness. They never give the answer. And the answer, the only answer, the right answer that they can give you, friends, is in Christ, the light of men, the Son of God. It really is true. And it's funny how people will call me and say, you know, there is no such thing as God. Well, you better hope you're right, but the fact of the matter is you're wrong, because you're not the one that actually, you're not the one that actually wooed me to the Christ. He is. He's the author and the finisher of my faith. Therefore, if he's the author, he's the finisher. And in saying that, friends, people waste so much time trying to convince me of whom that they're at war with, by saying he doesn't exist, well, then what are you angry about if he doesn't exist?
Why would you fight so hard against something that doesn't exist?
That's Voltaire, who spent his whole life trying to convince people God didn't exist. And on his deathbed, this is a Voltaire, friends. On his deathbed, his maid actually said she never wanted to see anything like that happen again. She said it was as if Voltaire was falling into the flames of hell itself. Guess what Voltaire was asking for at the end of his life, friends? A preacher. He was asking for a preacher. You had your whole life spent on trying to destroy whom you always knew existed. And you're trying to convince everybody that he doesn't exist, when in fact there's nothing but his existence everywhere we look. Friends, let me say this again. If he's the author of my faith, he's going to be the finisher of my faith. If he didn't answer my prayers, you might be right. But the fact of the matter is he answers them all the time. And when he answers my prayers, I always see that as for the benefit of the people in the process. By the way, there's greater love with no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends, John 15:13. Now, I'm saying that to say this, friends. The hope is found in what you do with the truth given, and I didn't give you the truth, Jesus Christ gave you that truth. And the Holy Spirit bears witness to that truth. And let me bring you back to the foundation of our country. I believe it was 1793, Benjamin Franklin is the one that said, in our country, during the Revolution, atheism was unheard of in this country. Why? Because there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. Too many people fought, bled, and died to give unto us what we have 237 years later, and the atheists weren't a part of the equation. So don't sit there and try to tell me. That's like saying to a fish, water doesn't exist, or to a bird, air doesn't exist.
You know, a common sense would say to me, too, listen, if God doesn't exist, why do you war against him so hard? Why does it just make you so mad?
I can tell you why.
It's not even there, supposedly, in your mind.
You don't know why? It's because it's like the atheists that call in and said, hey, I don't believe that we're based on the Mosaic Institution. I don't believe we're a Christian nation. Well, I said to him, it doesn't matter what you believe, and you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one?
Exactly.
It's going to run you over. And then I started to lay down the foundations for him, and guess what? There was no more conversation, and it shut his mouth. And by the way, the Christ, he was second to none, friends, when it came down to shutting down his opposition, because he always used common sense to the gainsayers. Common sense.
Terrible.
No debate.
Yep.
Facts. Here's the deal. Go on. And even when Jesus actually, to the religious Pharisees of the day, actually revealed himself by miracles, signs, and wonders, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost, they still didn't believe because they didn't want to believe. And the Pharisees had Christ crucified because they knew that he was the Son of God. And who testified against the Pharisees more than Jesus Christ did? Nobody. Read Matthew 23.
It's like the cloak of covering.
So friends, to you atheists out there, don't waste your time. The bottom line is, you know what I say is true, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't mark my steps. You wouldn't listen to my show. You wouldn't blog about me every day that I say something. And the fact of the matter is, I don't mean to say that to be hard to you, my atheist friends, but the bottom line is you listen to me because you're drawn to listen, because you know what I'm telling you is truth. A little child knows that I'm telling him the truth. And so do you. It comes down to this, idolatry. God is the law giver. He's the God of nature. Okay? And you know within yourself what's right and what's wrong. And because of your carnal nature warring against who God is and all of his holiness, you want to be right and you want God to be wrong. When in fact, he is not wrong. And you're going to find out on judgment day that I've been right. But I hope that you're converted before that time comes. And I want you to remember something. Your life is but a vapor, my friends. Atheists, homosexuals, communists. Your life is but a vapor. You're not promised tomorrow. If I'm so far out there in left field that you want to convince me that there's no God, then let me say this. You ask, you pray in the name of Jesus and ask him to show himself unto you. I'm not here to convince you. I'm not here to convert you. I'm here to preach the word of God. The Holy Ghost comes about to convince men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He is a swift witness unto all men of sin, unto judgment. To break the hard heart, that is his job. That's what he does. He is the one that convinces you of the Son of God. And so do the preachers that are born of his Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. My job is to do just that. Now let's go all the way back to what I said at the beginning of the segment. Stephanie, you are long-winded.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to try to
There's no worse death than the end of hope. This show does not offer you hopelessness. It offers you hope, but only in Christ. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Therein lies your answer. When you go to Him, He's the one that gets you over the top to the faith that He gives to you when you meet Him on His terms. Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, read Exodus 20, and then read Galatians 3:24. Go to Christ, put your faith and your trust in Him, and you tell me that He is not alive forevermore. For friends, He is. If He wasn't, then why is He incessantly under attack by a communist regime as to the one that sits in the White House today? Friends, the hope is found in what you do with the truth given to you. So you have to respond to the truth, and therein lies your hope. And we can do it, friends. I just want to let you know that we can do it. And again, that goes back all the way to GCN and looking at these stats, these live stream stats. Folks, we're knocking it out of the park because you want the answers. Friends, the only thing I can do is point you to the Christ, and that's exactly what we do. And you are responding. Now respond to Him, and let's see what He won't do on the behalf of us. And especially those that listen to the Sons of Liberty, let's not limit the Holy One of Israel, because it was the Holy One of Israel that said unto us, friends, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. That's a promise. And God is not a man that He should lie. Let Him fulfill through your life what you just asked Him for.
Amen.
Amen. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing.
Yeah. It's some more natural saying that part than I do, though. But amen. People want to hear the truth. They want to hear hope. It's not us particularly that they want to listen to. They want to listen to the truth.
Truth makes men free.
Exactly. Yes. And love tells the truth. And sometimes it's not what you want to hear, but it's what's going to bring you to your cross. That's going to bring you to Christ. That's going to give you all the answers that you need.
That's right. And it's not easy. We're appointed unto afflictions. Those that even desire to live godly shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But let's listen to our loving friend.
And
Robert.
And straight and narrow and difficult is the way the Bible says.
And we're to strive. Press into the kingdom. We're to violently take it by force. Yes.
I know that people are on the edge of their seats waiting for the second half of Robert's letter. So let me just continue
with
that. I'm
going to take another sip of my coffee.
Go ahead. Have some coffee. Just mellow out. Just listen to what he's got to say here. He said, "You make me ashamed to be an American, as we here on the Sons of Liberty always uphold the Constitution. We always honor the veterans, the sacrifice." I can understand why he'd probably make that comment.
Well, just think, if we followed his doctrine of, well, actually his Bible, whatever it may be, we wouldn't be here today because he's pro-homosexual.
That's true. He wouldn't even be here to have an
proud
opinion.
He's ashamed that I would call myself an American.
Ugh. Boy, oh boy. You're right. He's so loving and tolerant. He
well, I see where he's in agreement every step of the way with the Word of God.
Oh, absolutely.
I can see that. Yeah.
Which our country was founded upon.
Hey, right.
Yeah.
Right. And he knows that, of course. That's why he's so angry. He's an angry elf, Peach.
That's exactly right. An angry elf. Well, he says that you are...
He didn't get his coffee this morning.
I definitely don't think he got that coffee. I would have heard that knock knock. But, okay, you are no better than Hitler, just lacking the power, fortunately. Wow, Hitler, that's a pretty extreme.
You might want to do a little history on Hitler and see who Hitler had, namely the SS, who they were that were around him, because they sound a lot like this guy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
You are to homosexuals what the KKK is to blacks.
Interestingly enough, Morris Dees from Southern Poverty Law Center used to defend the KKK of their violence towards the blacks. And now the homosexuals have jumped on the bandwagon. But if you had that information, the Southern Poverty Law Center would be out of business today.
Exactly.
Again, he doesn't know what he's talking about here. But I appreciate his love and kindness.
Yes.
I really do.
So again, you are to homosexuals what the KKK is to blacks and what the Nazis were to Jews. Please do this country and the world a favor and either hang yourself, that's loving. I like that.
Hang myself.
Yep. Or put a gun to your thick skull. This would be a good use of a gun for once.
Hang on a second, Peach. If I wrote that...
Oh, you would be in serious trouble.
Oh, I would be all across the boards in 15 minutes, friends. Look at the hatred of Bradley Dean. But these are the kind of letters that we give or get from these loving radicals.
On a almost daily basis.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. Yeah.
It's nice to have the reinforcement and encouragement. No, I'm not done yet, but we're going to break here. We got to hold over.
I mean, we're going to break this into the whole radio show. 1-866-233-0747. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson, from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Okay, if we can get to business really quick here, Stephanie,
I
think we can get over
this
hump. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't say anything that will provoke thought on my behalf, because I'm going to have to basically intercede and answer.
Don't say anything to provoke thought.
Yes.
Okay, that doesn't sound like that's the best thing to say, but we'll try to go.
I'm talking about for me, so I don't have to interrupt you.
Exactly.
Well, no, interject, and it's not just interjecting, it's interrupting. I don't want to interrupt you anymore.
Okay, I'll put my own commentary to it then. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. Please do this.
Can I steer it along just a little bit?
Well, then you would be interjecting,
I'm doing
and then
my
it would
best.
Take more time.
I'm doing
so,
my
okay,
best.
Okay, so that's fine. You can interject a little bit. How about just a little bit?
Okay.
Okay. Please do
Wait
this.
Wait a second. Who pays the bills around
Wait,
here anyway?
Well, you're interjecting. This is taking away from our time.
Okay.
Okay. Please do
Wait,
this.
Wait. I'm the man. You're the woman.
That's true, but
okay,
you are
interjecting.
Okay, you
know, Stephanie doesn't wear the pants around here. She just tries to tell me which ones to put on.
Oh, no.
Okay,
I know
okay this
than
is
that.
Great. No, this is good. This
you're,
is good.
You're interjecting again. No offense. We're wasting all this time, and everyone is just dying to hear how Robert ends his letter.
Okay.
Here we go.
Me too.
Yeah, I bet. Please do this country and the world a favor and either hang yourself or put a gun to your thick skull. This would be a good use of a gun for once.
Wow.
And good riddance to... that's hatred, I would say, to the max.
Is that incredible?
That's incredible.
No, this is on the radio, so all you bloggers got to pick this up, that some of your radical buddies are actually telling me to go hang myself and shoot myself.
I thought that they were supposed to be loving and tolerant. This is not...
Well, I think America's pretty much catching on to that, you know.
It's very obvious. They couldn't have proven their point, or our point,
That's right.
of where they stand any better than a letter like this.
That's exactly right. So I'm tracking.
All right. And good riddance to the lowest scum on earth. You fill me with nothing but disgust, rage,
and
loathing.
Wait a second. He said good riddance. Is he threatening my life?
He would be threatening your life, yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Did you hear that, FBI? Just wanted to make sure you heard that. Okay, because this happens quite a bit. Now, again, if I was out there threatening anybody's life, they'd make it national news. Promise.
Oh, they'd be looking for it.
First of all, I wouldn't be threatening anybody's life. Secondly, if he was so right about where he stood, why would he be in a, why would he, you know, take the time to attack me in such a fashion?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he reads all my commentaries, he listens to my radio show, never calls in.
Well, the question is, why does he listen? Why does he do all the commentary? If, you know, God doesn't exist, if everything we're saying is wrong, why even bother with us?
Can I answer that?
Sure.
Okay. He's an angry elf.
You're interjecting again.
Yeah. If I was in a room with him right now, I can imagine this room. It would be white and smoky.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd look at everybody in the room. Yep, I can see it. And I bet they'd want to hurt me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke-filled room.
Do you think people get our
humor
here?
There'd be like horrible yellow
Stephanie,
eyes.
Stephanie, is there a reason that you parrot what I say? And do you notice that when I'm saying something, you actually say the word when it's coming out of my mouth?
That's
I'm pondering what's going to flow.
Tune.
Okay.
Yeah. So in tune.
One flesh.
I am your helpmate.
Okay.
That's right.
I appreciate that.
All right. Now, and he said,
if you could only make more than a smoking bowl of macaroni and cheese,
I would always be macaroni and cheese.
I would be praising
you're offending
you to no end
all
right
macaroni
now.
Macaroni and
yes!
cheese lovers out there right
yes.
now.
Yes. Okay, we got to get back to some important business.
Right,
Robert's
right.
got something to say.
Let's finish this. You fill me with nothing but disgust, rage, and loathing. I'm surprised you didn't add like foaming at the mouth or something.
Yes.
I don't believe in hell, but go to hell anyway.
You don't have to believe in hell.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And by the way, I'm not a preacher of hell. Jesus spoke of hell 54 times, and hell was the consequence of those that failed to repent before a just and a holy God and his moral law, and they were without Christ on the day of judgment.
Just a quick, you know, I'm just tracking.
Just sticking to scripture here.
Yeah,
anyways.
I'm just thinking. He says, I don't believe in hell, but go to hell anyway. I mean, like, okay, so he doesn't believe
I've
in
I've seen a picture of this guy.
There.
He looks like Humpty Dumpty. He's not on a wall because the wall came crashing down.
Wow.
No offense,
mm-hmm.
right? He's the guy that will complain in an airplane aisle. He'll say that they're too thin because he can't just, he can't really restrain himself in his passions.
Wow. Restrained
and everything
is a word
let me say it this way. Everything
way.
Is busting at the seams with this guy.
Okay.
He's an angry elf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think it's his commentary that really shows.
If we had his address, what we'd do is we'd get him a gift certificate for his favorite restaurant. And I would meet him there. By the way, friends, I really, literally would.
Mm-hmm.
If some of these bloggers that wrote on me would sit down with me rather than attack me,
I have. Let's
several times.
Have coffee.
Yep, let's have coffee. Come on. At least meet me because you talk about me as if you know me when in fact you don't know me. I think that point was made.
So, Robert, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747.
Give me the opportunity to love on you, brother.
1-866-233-0747. Or if you have a comment on our loving brother, Robert, please call 1-866-233-0747.
Strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. Oh, don't want to say that.
I got to insert
if you're ever
something.
Hungry, friends, just follow the fat man, right?
Yeah, okay, I got to insert
all right,
this
sorry
real quick.
About that.
Okay, so...
I think he's doing it on purpose so he can swallow the camel.
Well, this is just off the subject, but it goes along with the point, okay? I remember Ray Comfort, you know, he's out in California, Way of the Master, that's
yes.
his ministry, okay?
Yes.
He had a... He does a lot of street preaching, and he has
yeah,
a
he's a
preaching.
Modern-day John Wesley.
Exactly.
Yes.
So he had a street preaching video from back then. It was literally like a VHS, you
yes.
know, cassette.
Yeah.
So I watched that, and it was so awesome how he would go out there and he would confront people on the streets out in Santa Monica, California.
Yeah, with the law of God.
With the law of God. And yeah. he would go there, and they had just interviews of different people's reaction. This one man was hilarious. He was literally red in the face, had this hate filled, disgusted
yes.
look on his face.
The baseball or football.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He goes. These people spread hate. And he's literally like, "Geez, guy, you want to take a step back?" But it's so hilarious that he's filled with hatred as he's doing this.
He's like the guy.
They spread hate.
Yes, he's like the guy that's in such deep darkness that when Ray went up to him, it was like him taking a flashlight and blaring it in his eyes at 3 o'clock goodness. In the morning.
It definitely responded, yeah. You know, got
that's what the Word of God does, yeah.
It was unbelievable. But what's so funny is the fact that guy's over the top angry, and he's saying, these people spread hate. It's like, yeah, can I get a mirror for you to take a look at?
These are the same people, Stephanie, by the way, that say, you know, if it wasn't for religion, there wouldn't be any war. No, there wouldn't be any war if you didn't have any other gods before the God that told me thou shalt have, told you thou shalt have no other gods before me.
And thou shalt not kill.
Yes, and scripture tells us that in the book of Judges 5:8 that there's war within the gates when there's other gods.
Right.
That's dangerous business. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, finishing up with Robert, last thing. I just loathe bigotry against homosexuals. Robert, a proud American liberal. All in caps on liberal.
One more point about that, that letter, if I might.
Yeah.
It's not about attacking any particular people. It's about protecting the particular people that are under attack, namely our posterity, by the radical homosexuals.
Okay, so
okay,
to finish
just,
it
just
up.
Just making sure, because I've done high school assemblies, and by the way, that's why MSNBC, New York Times, and all the other outlets have come after me, is because they know that we're effective in the public arena.
Okay, so Robert, to me, was a sour apple.
Okay.
I'm going to end my talking here with a sweet apple. We need to, after all that, you know, hatred-filled letter and
sour
all that.
Apple.
He's a sour apple, so I'm going to the sweet apple, and this is what we're going to end it with. So everyone can end
listen,
on a positive note.
Listen
heads
to
up.
You. You go, girl.
All right. This is what it was. Bradley Dean on Facebook. It said, Sons of Liberty has become my favorite radio talk show due to their focused delivery of the truth.
I think it's because of you, Stephanie.
Oh, that's what I was thinking, too.
Were you?
I totally
but
thought
you know,
it was
when
all
you look
me.
At the thumbnail, I didn't see you on there.
Oh.
But you are on sonsofliberty.radio.com. We'll go with that. Okay.
You know, but if... Yeah. All right.
How much time do we got, Chase?
I think we have
okay,
about 4 minutes.
Minutes.
Okay, quick.
Because speaking of apples, I want to hit something far as an analogy goes. Go
okay,
ahead.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Bradley Dean delivers a hard-hitting message of truth, exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law. He is educating and equipping America with the knowledge of what our nation was truly founded upon. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests.
Amen.
So we appreciate that.
Said Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States.
Amen. And going
who
back
read the
to,
Bible 7 times before he died.
And going back to what you're talking about, you know, being hated for my name's sake, actually, one of the comments on your WND article that was just put out here on Thursday said, it's all in Revelation. Just read where you will be hated for his namesake. Jesus said that. You'll be hated for my namesake.
Yep.
And you will start to understand why all this is happening. But, oh, it don't say we have to just stand there and put up with it, said David on this comment.
You don't.
That's right.
Absolutely not. We are a republic ruled by law. We are in agreement with the law. If someone wants to come and do something that's unlawful, we deal with the unlawfulness by enforcing the law.
And a final comment on a culture at war with God, which you will find on WND and our 36-plus other different outlets. Larry said, excellent, Bradley. Leaving it at that.
Honey, you're kind of like it's your birthday right now.
Oh, it's a long way off till my birthday. Well, but I'm just excited that people are responding to the truth, and a guy like Robert ain't going to get me down because we are going
ain't,
forward.
And ain't is in our dictionary.
That's right.
It's in the Sons of Liberty dictionary. Just check it out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hey, Chase, can I get you on the line real quick?
Are we going to do the apples?
Chase, now listen, we got two producers. We got one, Chase, and then we got another guy. His name is Sam. He's just a little guy. What we're going to do is we're going to roll over into second hour, friends. And then what we'll do is we'll pull up Chase and we'll pull up Sam really quick. Chase has got something to tell you about live streaming. If you'd like to be a part of that, Sons and Daughters of Liberty, it's available. It's made available to you as well. We are live streaming right now. You can look at, well, you can go ahead and guess my age. That would be great.
That's
a good appeal.
Age guesser.
Folks, we're going to come back over into hour two. We're going to talk about DARE. And we're also going to talk about the unsafe.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL.